Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
What are you doing? Are you drinking?
I'm drinking, yes, water.
Water, so look parched, at that, a little water. Hold on, here we go.
Yes, it's water. Hold no wine today. It's too hot to drink hold wine. On.
You know what this is from?
What is that?
It ain't no trick to get rich quick.
This isn't.
Dig, dig with a shovel or a pick.
In a mine, in a mine, in a mine, in a mine.
This is Seven Dwarfs?
Oh, okay. We dig, 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 dig.
When did they say hi-ho, hi-ho? I thought they...
I don't even know. Did they, is that the song? That's not the song.
Yes, it is.
They're talking about drinking. This is not a hi-ho.
Yes, it is.
Hi-ho's hi-ho is when they go to work and go home. This is the working song.
Well, okay, I started for a reason because the reason I started this, which right. screwed up, was that Disney World's reopening, everybody.
Oh, it is? Yeah. I
didn't
know that.
Yes. What, did you hit your arm?
No, I hit myself on the arm.
Miss Clumsy here. Oh, my God. Every day. And you see what I tripped on?
Well,
look what I almost fell over.
Well,
I can't believe I bumped into this.
Yeah, Jeff leaves everything, like, in the middle of the floor
okay.
where people walk. He says, just look down when you walk. Okay. I have the baby sometimes. I've already cut myself twice. Let me see. What else? I've hurt my toe, my foot. I don't know how many times.
Very exciting.
I've fallen a couple of times. Anyway, I always tell
Jeff,
I think you're really trying to kill me off now.
Let's
hey, guys,
see.
It's the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here. Let's see. This is it. Is this it?
Don't forget, my dear. The old queen's a slaver full of witchcraft. So beware the strangers.
Let's see.
Don't worry. I'll be all right.
See, Disney's tough with this stuff, so people put this stuff up online and it's taken down.
Disney's opening officially?
They're opening the Magic Kingdom, I believe, on July 11th. Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom, the two kingdoms, look at that, are opening on July 11th. And then I think they said 2 weeks later, I believe, Epcot and Hollywood Studios. Is it still called Hollywood?
No, it's not called Hollywood Studios anymore. Edward, my brother told me.
It used to be called MGM, then it was Hollywood. What are they calling now?
I really don't know. My brother went there a couple, I mean.
It's not called Hollywood Studios?
No, if you want to call Edward, he was there last.
Our guest is going to call in about two seconds.
Juan Pablo Di Pace. If you guys, first of all, you might not recognize the name, but if I tell you he plays the boyfriend of Kimmy in Fuller House, then you'll know him.
Yeah. Should I confess to him that I've not watched Fuller House?
I've never watched it either. Wait. I used to watch Full House.
No, wait. Was Dave Coulier on Full House?
Yes, he was.
That's the guy I look like.
Exactly.
I was told by people years ago, oh, you look like the guy in Full House, and I never really watched Full House.
All I know is that I told my nieces, Jeff, and nephews,
yes,
who love Fuller House, and she told her friends, and they were like, oh, my God!
They're all outside the door waiting. By the way, this is another... This Veronica gets these interviews. Does she do this? Does she, like, stamp these handsome Latinos out of, like, a machine or something?
Another handsome Latino guy? Yeah, he's a good-looking
guy. Who, by
guy.
The way, is doing good work for this Project Angel. We'll have to ask him about. He's feeding people that have been impacted by serious illness.
Wow, that's really... He's doing
his,
a lot.
His clip on... I think it's called... I don't know what the heck happened. I don't know why this thing stopped recording.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know where it started from. All right. We'll see. I'll see what's missing. All right?
All right.
I'll figure it out.
I didn't do anything.
If I'm repeating this, Disney World's opening July 11th.
Okay.
Part of Disney World. But the sucky part is, of course, you got to wear a mask.
Really?
I mean, how do you wear a mask at Disney World?
I got to tell you, I don't know how people... I've been going to a couple of restaurants, and they all have to wear masks. And I asked them the other day, you have to wear it all day? She goes, yeah, all day.
I have an idea.
What?
How about, I'm giving away my Shark Tank idea, and the guy's going to call here in like a minute. But
yeah.
How about a smaller mask, one that just goes over your nose and mouth and doesn't go over your whole face? Why do I have to cover my cheeks?
I would still want one of my cheek anyway. Why? I don't know. I just feel more comfortable.
I bet you are going to see a smaller mask. That's my prediction.
That could be your idea in Shark
Tank.
It
is my idea. A smaller mask.
Watch one of our listeners go on Shark Tank tomorrow. I got this from one of my podcast friends.
I've got several ideas. Among them is the smaller mask idea. We don't need a whole mask to cover my face.
Yeah. I've seen people, yeah. But I got to tell you, now that things are starting to reopen again, especially here in Long Island, I've seen people like not even wear masks.
I know. How about the guy in Costco, though, that has the welder's mask over his other... Have you seen that? The whole... It's a clear plastic thing, as if he's welding something. Like, he doesn't want to get anything in his eyes.
Because he's seen people all day, Jeff. That's why.
It's weird. And then there's another guy there who takes the shopping carts. Yeah. He looks like a ninja. It's very scary.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that one yet. Yeah.
So, update to the racist lady story, the Central Park Karen story. You were right yesterday.
She got fired.
She got canned.
Yeah, and she's upset. And now they're also investigating her, Jeff, for animal cruelty. Do you see how she was handling the dog?
She was choking that poor... The dog has his tongue out.
Yeah.
And she's just going off, like, you know, and this guy... You could tell she's totally irrational and nutty. Yeah.
And, you know, her excuse...
You can just tell.
Or her apology, they said, is like... It was
hollow.
It was hollow, exactly.
Weak.
Yeah.
Weak.
And she hasn't apologized to the other guy. His name is Christian Cooper, I believe.
Yeah, and she's Karen Cooper.
Karen Cooper, no relation.
I love how they every news story, no relation. Well, I didn't think so. They don't look like brother and sister.
But anyway, Jeff. So
Oh, by the way, did you see the hashtag?
What?
Birding while black.
Really?
Yeah,
no.
After Waveen's tirade.
Okay. After
There are some black people that bird Waveen, okay?
After our interview, we got to call Waveen, let him know that, okay?
There are black birders, apparently.
Yeah, okay.
Not just black birds, there are black birders.
All right, guys, so we're waiting for Juan Pablo Depache to come on right now.
Are you sure it's Depache?
Depache.
Maybe it's Depace.
No, Jeff, he's Hispanic, though. So the series finale airs June 2nd on Netflix, Fuller House, and I understand that he will be getting married to Kimmy on that day. That's the wedding.
Series finale is this week. June 2nd is in like 5 days.
You're right. My God, where's the time gone?
Wait, today's the 27th.
Yeah.
When is June 2nd?
Yeah.
Monday?
So he currently plays Fernando, husband to Kimmy Gibbler. They will be getting remarried. Okay, yes.
I saw that.
But Jeff, during the quarantine, he also created a web series called...
Tuesday.
Minute?
It looks like minutia to me.
Minutia? Oh, okay.
I believe it's minutia. But
what is that about?
Maybe it's not minutia. Minutia is spelled sort of that way.
Well, you know, we'll ask him.
What is it about? It looks like it's him and his agent, one... 5 minute. It's like I guess they're all short. I saw one 5 minute episode that is very funny.
Oh, really?
His agent trying to get him a job. I don't want to give it away. It's it's funny.
Also, get ready. You can't do it, right? Because we have him on an interview.
What?
The I Love Ricky. You should have played it now.
I can play it.
And then, okay, play that now because I don't know if she's calling.
She's going to call and we're not going to be able to play it.
All right. But you know what? So, Fernando. And Kimmy on Fuller House, Jeff, they both got dressed up for Halloween as I Love Lucy, you know, Ricky and Lucy.
Right.
And then, so Fernando's also, the actor is also a singer.
A singer.
Oh my gosh.
Looks like he really sings, too.
He really does sing. He's a singer. Oh, my God, what an amazing job. I mean, I started crying because that is
Kimmy,
one of my...
Kimmy, I'm really, really sorry.
That did not sound sincere.
He was sincere the first 25 times.
It's fine. And they're looking.
No, I'm a little bit on autopilot.
Autopilot. They're in costume, too.
It is true. I should have invited Lucy to perform with Ricky.
Yes, you should have.
Although, in 181 episodes, that never happened once.
I'm not mad about not being in the show. I'm mad because you didn't want me in the show.
Can't be in the show.
We got a couple's costume so we could enjoy Halloween together.
I feel terrible. Please, let me make it up to you.
Only if it involves something we can do together.
It does not. But you're still going to love it. I love Kimmy and she loves me. We're as happy as two can be. Sometimes we quarrel, but then how we love making up again. Kimmy kisses like no one can.
Good, right?
She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see. 'cause I love Kimi. Yes, I love Kimi, and Kimi loves me.
Oh, my God. Oh, Ricky.
Oh, Lucy.
Oh, my gosh.
That's good, right? That's good. Want to take a break?
Yeah, want to take a break? Come back. Wait for him to come back.
Oh, that cuts off like that. we'll be right back, hopefully, with our guest.
Okay.
Is it Juan?
Juan de Pache. Juan, hold on,
Juan Pablo de Pache?
Juan Pablo de Pache.
All right. Come right back. Okay, we're back. Waiting on our guest, right? I'm writing. We're both working
Exactly. We were multitasking.
Exciting podcast.
Anyway, so my gosh, I got to tell you, Jeff, that song that got me so emotional.
Oh my God! Well, he's a real singer.
Well, first of all, you know that I Love Lucy is one of my favorite of all time.
You know, ladies, I wonder if this has ever happened to you. You know, my wife has these things she loves, like TV shows she loves, right, and movies she loves. So I said, you know, I'm going to do a good thing. I'm going to go buy her the DVD. So the DVD of West Side Story sits here, unopened.
There we go.
It's Veronica first.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Everything sits here unopened. Hang on. Grab it. Hold on.
Is Veronica with us?
See if we got Veronica there. Yes. Hello?
Hello, Veronica?
Yes, it's Veronica. Hi, guys.
Wait, first of all, before we say anything, Jeff, it was Veronica's birthday the other day.
Oh, happy birthday
happy
to
birthday.
You.
Happy birthday. Feliz cumpleaños.
I have a question. Do you just stamp these handsome Latinos out of like a machine or something? This guy's another handsome.
Right?
Another friggin' handsome guy.
Right.
That's who you represent,
did you see the photos?
Oh my, El Un Papi.
I did the photos for you.
Oh my God.
I watched the clips. Oh, the photos are. Is he?
Oh my God.
Is he topless in the pictures? No shirt.
There's one that's an open shirt.
Of course.
Oh my God. Veronica, we just played the song where I Love Lucy.
It's
I started crying because it's one of my favorite songs.
Right?
Oh my
it's
gosh.
Funny.
Yes.
Funny.
Yes.
It has a little to it, just like Ricky did.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
Perfect.
So let me get him for you. He's adorable. Hold on 1 second.
All right. He's adorable.
You hear that? Pablo de Pache.
He is adorable. Is it
de Pache? Is it de Pache?
We'll ask him.
We'll find out. We'll find out in moments.
Ask about the quarantine, too. I wonder if he's in California. I wonder what he is.
Yeah, he's doing it. He did a web series. He created a web.
I'm on Long Island. Oh, no. Really? I wonder if he really does have an accent.
We'll find out. I bet he speaks perfect English.
Oh, really?
That's my guess. Okay. My guess. Hello, guys. You watch. Perfect English.
Okay, Juan Pablo de Pache, we're waiting for you.
It's the pace, lady. I told you.
Go ahead, guys. I brought him on the phone for you.
Oh, cool. Gracias. Juan Pablo de Pache, welcome to the podcast. It's Jeff and Carolina. How are you?
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Carolina. I'm good.
Hey, how are you? Is it de Pache? She got it right?
De Pache.
I told you.
I said you were going to speak perfect English and tell her, no, it's de pace. But it didn't work out that way. All right.
So, Juan Pablo, I got to tell you, first of all, welcome to the podcast. I told all my nieces and she told her friends that we're going to have you in the podcast today. And they're like, oh, Fernando, Kimi's husband. Oh, my God. And they all went crazy. All went crazy. You are loved, my friend. Really, really good character.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it's such a fun character. He's so cool. He taught me a lot. I love Fernando.
First of all, we just played the video, well, the audio of you singing I Love Lucy
the clip,
with Kimi. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's you, right? That's you singing, right?
Yeah, and it was also live.
I was gonna say it looked like a real take. It didn't look like it was dubbed in. I said, "Wow, this guy really sings."
Oh my gosh,
cool.
It gave me goosebumps. Yeah. Oh my, first of all, that's I Love Lucy's my favorite show, but oh my God,
I know, mine too.
Oh, but you did an amazing job. Oh my God, how did that feel?
Thank you so much.
How did that feel doing it live though, not recorded?
Great. I mean, I'm such a theater person. I started in musical theater, so for me live is the best. I welcome it, I think most, I want to say probably every single song that I sung on Fuller House was live.
Do you sing, and
I sang like five.
Do you sing to the do they have the music track playing, or are you a cappella when you do that?
Yeah, so usually you have like an earpiece with the music, the track.
Oh, wow.
And in order for the, you know, for the producers to get real audio with the real audience.
Gotcha.
And the, you know, and clean. Yeah. You have like the music in your ear and then you sing a cappella.
And,
live.
And Carolina, when you look like he does, nobody's looking at his ears.
Exactly.
They're just staring at his face like you. Like you.
It's a poppy. So, it's
no,
a poppy.
So nobody sees the earpiece. That's my wife, by the way, okay, right here. That's in love with you already.
Well,
you
know? I make sure that the earpiece is like looking the other way than the camera.
So, Juan Pablo, so you're, the episode of you getting remarried to Kimmy is next week, June 2nd, correct?
Yeah.
So, I asked my niece because I haven't seen all the episodes yet of Fuller uh-huh. House. I said, tell me about Fernando. She said, well, I think he's been married. You guys were married twice or three times?
That's a good question. I think we've just, okay, so we were married once.
Okay.
And then we got engaged. Oh, no. And then we married a second time
uh-huh.
in season two.
Uh huh.
And then we got kind of re-engaged. Oh, it's very confusing.
Yeah, my niece was telling me all this. I said, well, what happened? Why did this happen? She goes, oh, she said, Fernando's a player. He cheated on Kimmy. Is that true?
Oh, really?
Oh, well, yes. That's okay. How we met him. We met him being a player.
Oh, okay.
That is true.
Okay.
Episode
okay.
one of Fuller House, very first episode. The first thing we know about Fernando is that, yes, he cheated on her.
Oh, okay.
And that's
oh.
the reason why they separated and divorced.
Oh, okay.
So,
my niece told me yes. all this.
So you've been on all the seasons of Fuller House?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice. And that's...
So first season I was a... First season, I was a guest star, and mm-hmm. second season, they made me a series regular.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
That's good.
I was in every episode.
That means somebody liked you behind the scenes and viewers, obviously.
Somebody did.
Yeah, that's really good.
They took a
what was that like working on Full House as the original, but
right.
that's, I mean, it's everyone's favorite. So how was it you coming as a new person into, you know, people that already know the show?
It was great. It was great. Thankfully, I wasn't that familiar with the original show because in Argentina, where I grew up, we didn't get Full House. So I kind of went in, you know, really relaxed, going, oh, yay, this is going to be a cool new experience. And then when we shot that first episode in front of a live audience, it was crazy. Like, I realized the enormity of this show and how, what it meant to so many people. I mean, it literally was like being in an Elvis concert.
Wow.
You know, the
oh,
amount
wow.
of screams and tears from the audience was incredible.
Oh, my God.
So I very quickly realized that I was entering into like a sort of cultural phenomenon situation. And
wow.
And it was amazing. Like, they welcomed me with open arms. They were pretty much my family for the last 5 years.
Nice.
Because
oh, wow.
I'm not from here, so
right.
they were my second family, and
oh,
they
wow.
still are, and we still are in touch, and we have this group WhatsApp, and we always threaten to do like a Zoom all together.
You guys should.
Hopefully, it will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've
definitely.
Seen some Zoom episodes of TV shows, and it's funny. Not all reboots work, but Fuller House really.
Oh my God.
Is beloved.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Well, we were sort of like the. I guess we were the original.
Yeah.
We were the first sitcom
that to come back. Yeah.
That had like a reboot in a way.
Yeah.
The very first one, and then, you know, Will and Grace followed, and obviously all the others followed, but we were the pioneers of this reboot thing.
That's amazing.
It's funny, did you see the Will and Grace, they did the I Love, did you see them do the I Love Lucy thing?
Yes, I did, I saw that.
Funny,
it
right?
Great.
Interesting, right? They're both, they probably copied you guys, you know?
Well, you did Fernando, you did an amazing
job. Yes.
Listen, you also did a web series, correct? Called, is it Minutia?
Is it Minutia?
Minutiae.
I watched. They sent me the one where with your agent giving you. They're not all about your agent giving you a job, are they? I'm just wondering because I. the one. It's very funny. I mean, I went about. Are they all short? They all 5 minutes long like that?
Yes. So they're all 5 minutes long. I created it in confinement because I was dying to get my hands on a creative. You know, idea show
yeah.
where I'm also the showrunner, producer, director, editor,
wow.
writer.
Wow.
And Yeah, so I was like, okay, I gotta do something that is doable, that it's easy to do, that I can work with my best friends, and that I can shoot at home through Zoom, and that's what I did. I created the show, which is really about the minutiae of life, the things that we make so big in our minds and that are ultimately tiny, you know? And we all are guilty of that. I mean, we live with that every single day, you know? And so the premise was basically this sort of neurotic actor character called Tomas, who has this, the worst therapist in the world. And so, you know, that's the first episode. He's trying so hard to break up with his therapist, and he doesn't have the balls to do it.
Oh. And that web series is where now? Is that on Netflix also?
So, no, the web series is on my YouTube channel.
Oh, okay.
And,
cool.
It premieres every Thursday.
I gotta see that.
At 2 p.m. 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, so Miami, New York, 5 p.m. And yeah, every Thursday there's a new episode, and the episode is whatever is on my mind that particular week. I mean, that's the beauty of being the creator of something.
Wow.
Is that you can do whatever you want.
Of course,
Is this week the one I watched with the agent, or no? What's this week?
No. That was number three. That was the third episode with Andrea Barber. Andrea Barber plays my agent.
Right.
And it's such a pleasure to cast her in something that's completely not Kimmy Gibbler. She's this manipulative, shifty agent. And it just goes to show that she's such a comedic genius and she can do anything.
Oh, wow. I got to see that.
It's funny. Definitely funny.
Yeah. Thank you. But so this coming week's episode, they get weirder with time.
That's good.
This week's episode, I turn into a woman.
Oh,
so
wow.
Ooh.
You can't miss that.
No facial hair this week? The facial hair is gone?
It's gone. Oh, it's wow. gone. I went all out.
That was real for the quarantine, I guess. Are you in L.A., in quarantine in L.A. right now? Or
I am.
Yes. Oh, wow.
I've been here for 3 months.
California's sort of opening up a little bit, though, right?
And you're also part of the Project Angel Food, correct?
Yeah.
Project Angel Food?
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, so Project Angel Food, for those who don't know, they basically deliver meals, free meals, to people with health conditions, HIV, AIDS, diabetes, heart disease, lung disease, and so people who have these issues and that are below the poverty line.
Wow.
So we just basically deliver 1,700 meals a week. And it's been a really important moment to do this because, of course, you know, with the pandemic, there's less volunteers, there's less help. So I've become a board member.
That's
now.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Carolina, look at my God. Handsome, talented, funny. Okay. Does charity work. Jesus Christ.
You're perfect. Juan Pablo, we know.
I feel horrible right now.
Juan Pablo, we know you have to get out of here. But real quick, I want to ask you a question before you get out of here. Are you on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter?
And the YouTube channel.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm on everything. So it's usually, I think on everything, it's my whole name.
Okay.
Juan Pablo Di Pace altogether. That's Instagram. That's Facebook. That's, and my YouTube page is, again, Juan Pablo Di Pace YouTube page. So
okay.
if please go to my YouTube page, subscribe so you get like exclusive episodes every week. And we also do like a live premiere of the episode at that specific time
tomorrow,
every week,
okay.
So people
right.
can so people can interact. They write in.
I'll be there.
Answer their questions.
I'll be there. Don't worry. Right. I'll be there. Well, but we know that you have to leave. Do me a favor, please. Can you sing a little bit of the "I Love Lucy" song before we get out of here?
I love Carolina.
I love Carolina and she loves me. We're as happy as two can be. Sometimes we quarrel, but then how we love making fun again.
Oh my God, gracias. Muchas gracias, Juan Pablo.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming to the podcast. We love you. We'll be watching on YouTube and also Netflix on June 2nd. He marries Kimmy. Yay!
And the YouTube channel. I'll check it out. Thanks so much. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys. All the best.
You too. Take care. All right, bye bye.
Oh my God, Jeff, I literally am crying because that is so. Oh my God,
you think I cued him to say Carolina?
Oh my God, Jeff, please, you get that little piece. We can play it every single day. Anyway, I'm crying because that is my favorite show. I love Lucy.
Wow.
I can't wait.
That's funny.
That was an amazing interview.
He's
I
good.
Love that. Yes,
he's the show's funny. Like
oh
I said,
my gosh,
minutiae.
Oh, minutiae, yeah. Oh, my God.
Minutia is a word. I guess minutiae is another way of saying it. So he's Argentinian.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. So, my God. Well, you guys have to see him on Instagram. Oh, my God. Anyway, I better stop talking. Jeff, let's get Wabine on real quick because you said something is trending right now. So we talked about Karen Cooper. She's the woman that, you know what, Jeff, she got fired from a job for a racist rant against an African-American man that was telling her just to, you know, put her dog on a leash in Central Park.
Right.
She went fanatic.
She
called
crazy,
the cops.
Yeah.
And called the cops that
like,
she was being, harmed or,
two
you know,
things.
Yeah.
Flipping out over a black guy, number one.
Exactly.
Second thing, completely ignoring the fact that you have a dog there and she was treating the dog as if it was a package from D'Agostino's.
She was choking him.
It was like a bag from the supermarket. Yeah, yeah. She was like dragging the dog along. The dog's tongue is hanging out saying, "What the fuck are you doing to me?" You know, and this moron. Just continues to do what she was doing.
And,
so.
And you know, and she didn't even apologize to Christian Cooper. She didn't apologize to him.
Well, it was a week, yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah. And it's, anyway, listen, it's she's trending now, actually. You know, that's so.
She'll trend for 2 days. And
but,
be
Jeff,
it.
You know, she said that this has made her life miserable and horrible.
Okay. She didn't look too happy to begin with.
Yeah.
I don't know her, but, you know, I don't want to say anything bad about people I don't know.
I don't, me too, but, you know what? I hope she learns an important lesson
behavior
about this.
Was,
exactly.
The behavior was stupid.
Horrible.
So what are we asking him, Wabine?
What did you say was trending? What's the hashtag?
Oh, okay. Let me tell him. I will tell him. Is he going to answer?
I don't know. You know him.
Oh, I thought you told me you texted him.
No, I didn't text him.
Oh, forget it then.
I'm going to text him?
He's not going to answer.
Hold
he's
on.
Busy. He's
Hold
sleeping.
On,
he's in sleeping? The pool with the kids.
Oh, you think so? I'm going to say.
By the way, our pool lost some air overnight. I bought an inflatable pool for Jackson.
I think there's a hole in that pool.
They don't last long. They're all made in China. All right.
So I put answer.
He's not going to answer.
Is that him?
Please leave your...
No, okay.
That's the machine.
All right, let's see if he calls
Maybe
back anyway.
Call back.
So anyway, at, what is it, 4:45 or 3:45 today that SpaceX is launching?
Yeah, I had that yesterday, that story. We didn't do it. Why didn't we do that story yesterday?
I don't know why. We also didn't do... We'll talk about also Khloe Kardashian and her new look. Anyways, Jeff, so that's at 3:45 today or 4:45?
SpaceX, the guy, Elon Musk, the guy that owns Tesla...
That's his deal?
Yeah, he owns the rocket company, and they are launching, I don't have it now, I believe it's today, they are launching today at some point.
I have the story right here.
Back
somewhere?
Into space, a private company going back into space, which is kind of amazing.
Yeah, SpaceX to launch NASA's first crewed commercial mission today. So it's two astronauts, right?
I believe it's two. They showed what they were wearing. It's all new.
Yeah.
It's new and improved, you know?
This is going to be an historic mission for both NASA and Elon Musk's rocket company. But let me tell you something, Jeff.
Yes.
So I was seeing this morning, weather is a big factor in this.
Always.
But not just because of the rocket going into space.
Yes.
Also because let's just say there are problems and they have and the rocket comes down.
Yes.
They have to. What's that word called? I don't know.
Splash down.
Yeah, splash down.
Do they still do a splash down?
Yes, it's going to splash down. I think somewhere by Canada, if I'm not mistaken. I heard all this morning.
Is it going to splash down in a muddy puddle? A little inside child joke.
Yes,
there.
Peppa Pig. Anyway, so they have to also see that the waters are okay. So it's a lot of factors of why this spaceship might not go off today.
Oh, okay.
All right, so
we'll
it's a
see.
Lot of factors.
I didn't see what time was going up, but you know what's trending right now?
What?
Virtual babysitting.
What's that?
Virtual babysitting, where you put your kid in front of a computer.
Yeah.
And people babysit your kids. They do puppet shows live.
Hold on a second. It's 4:33 p.m. that the SpaceX is going to launch.
Yeah. By the way, in news we don't really care about.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Before you do it. So,
yeah, sorry.
So Jackson, we put him in front of a screen, and the babysitter was doing what?
I started to tell you, puppet shows, among other things.
So does that allow us to just to go out and maybe go out to dinner?
Yeah, you go to dinner.
We live a two-year-old by himself, okay.
The two-year-old. Here's people dancing.
Oh, wow.
Let's see. Here's a guy who has a band. On Zoom, he plays games with kids.
Wow.
This guy plays games with the children on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Virtual babysitting. Okay? Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's good.
Guy's 21 years old. Jared Brown. He lives right in... We should get him on maybe later in the week.
Yeah, maybe get him on, too.
And did you see the new line of Mattel toys?
No. What is it?
It's called the hashtag Thank You Heroes collection.
Oh, my God. I love that.
It looks like nurses.
Nurses, doctors.
Doctors.
Yeah.
I guess first responders.
Ambulance. Police.
$20 toys are coming the end of the year. And,
okay, we need to get that.
$15 from each sale is being donated by Mattel to the Entertainment Industry Foundation in support of the First Responders First Fund.
I like that.
You know, personal protective equipment for healthcare workers.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
Yeah,
I mean,
I keep putting things on the keyboard. I can't do that. I stopped the recording.
So, Jeff, what is the deal with President Trump and Twitter?
What is the deal? President Trump posted on Twitter something about how if people vote by mail, there's all sorts of fraud. And the fact of the matter is that's simply never been proven. He's trying to lie again. This guy's a congenital liar.
So what's going on now, though, that Twitter is actually fact-checking.
They labeled two of his posts as having misinformation.
And Trump is not having that.
No.
Now he's at war with Twitter, too.
Yeah, okay.
Is he at war with everyone?
Yes.
And he made fun of Biden's mask.
Right.
Okay?
It's time to dump this guy. That's as political as I'll get on this
show. I'm not going to get political.
It's time to dump this guy.
I'm just saying, what is going on with him?
100,000 dead people, didn't react to the pandemic quickly enough, neither did a lot of politicians. My wife doesn't like me to get very political in her podcast, so I keep it short and sweet. Do not vote for this guy in November.
Okay.
Get him out of the White House.
Hey, guys, if you want to get a hold of us, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Cadillo. By the way, not sure if we're going to do it yet, but we are working on masks with our logo. They're black. They're really nice masks. Okay?
I know they are.
Yeah, so let's see. I'm trying to talk to Revolver Podcast to pay for them, by the way.
I know.
Jacobs! Okay, anyway, so if we do get those, if you want one, let's just wait till we get them, and then everybody was going to get one, right?
Yes, they will. Now, listen, on the first day of the New York City courts began accepting electronic divorce filings yesterday. Did you see who was first?
Who?
Mary Kate Olsen.
Yeah, I saw. She's getting divorced, yeah.
Her French husband, right? He's like a French financier.
He's got a lot of money. She's a billionaire.
Yeah, he looks like he's about 58 years old, and she looks like... Well, how old is she?
I think it's a 30-year difference. I'm not mistaken.
Is it really?
Yeah.
She's no kid anymore either.
No, she's in her 30s, and
She's 30s, right?
Yeah, he's 60 or something. Yeah.
And Jimmy Fallon apologized for a blackface skit he did back in 20 years ago, by the way, the blackface skit was, where he played Chris Rock. And somebody unearthed this. By the way, you can't get that skit on the official NBC site. They scrubbed it out years ago.
Okay.
So he apologized, you know.
Okay,
that's
good.
It should end there.
It probably will.
He doesn't need to lose his gig.
Jeff, so before we're out of here. So in Lithuania, restaurants are using mannequins. You know how you have, they're going to be socially distant?
Yes.
So it's going to be like every other table you can actually sit at. So on the empty tables, they're going to put mannequins.
Oh.
This way you feel like you're surrounded by other people.
How about robot servers?
You know who's doing robot servers?
Who? Told you.
And I believe it's South Korea.
I'm telling you.
Starbucks.
You're gonna
be careful.
You're gonna see robot servers.
Yeah.
They have robot in the hotels. They have robot home room service.
Yeah, yeah. And what big department store has robots already?
Oh, Stop and Shop has the robot that just cleans up.
Yeah, but that's gonna change.
I forgot his name.
Yeah.
He's got a weird name like John. Yeah. Just like a single name. Totally cool. By the way, more concerts canceled. Like pretty much everything at Jones Beach.
Of course.
If you're a local Long Island person, all the Jones Beach shows are pretty much done. A couple they haven't announced are done yet, but they're probably going to be done. By the way, my idea before anybody, I want to say this first on the podcast for local Long Island people, even Spanish people. Okay, any people listening, they should do some Broadway shows at Jones Beach this summer. It's a 15,000 seat place. Sell 5,000 tickets, space people out drastically.
But if they're canceling concerts, you think people are... It's the same thing, Jeff.
They should... No,
people do not be around other people.
But 5,000 seats, separate people. Have every fifth row filled with people and keep people separate.
I just don't know if that's going to work.
I think you could do it.
You won't see that for a long time, though.
I think you could do it.
I think after this
It's time to get back to normal.
It is.
A little bit.
All right, guys, we're out of here. 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, @Carolina Cadillo. What else? You want to email me? carolinacadillo@gmail.com. Yeah. Jeff, can you play the I Love Lucy song for him?
Yeah, at Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen on Facebook, 516-637-3254. I'm dropping my drink all over the
and
floor.
And Webin on Instagram is Webin. On Twitter, he's Webin1.
I thought it was Webin1 on Twitter. There you go. Oh. Hold on.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, so let's, why don't we just end it with the I Love Lucy song because I love that song.
I'd love to play the clip of him doing you, saying, singing to you again. But
can you do it? You can't do it, right?
No, that's too...
Then you get the clip tomorrow to play tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, I will. But
if you can't do it, let's just go out with our song. Don't worry about it.
No, I got it here. Thanks for listening, everybody. We love you guys. We love you, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much for everybody. Everybody loved yesterday's podcast, by the way. We got a lot of positive reviews.
I'm really, really sorry.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.
That did not sound sincere.
Thanks to Juan Pablo de Pacek.
It was sincere the first 25 times.
I love this.
I'm a little bit on autopilot. It is true.
Well,
I should have invited Lucy to perform with Rick.
We got a couple's together.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
I love Kimmy and she loves me.
I already know.
We're as happy as two can be. Sometimes we quarrel, but then...
Why don't you sing?
How we love making up again. Kimmy kisses like no one can. She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see. 'Cause I love Kimmy, yes.
Oh, come on, Webin's calling back.
Are you okay? Get him on right now, okay?
God, he interrupted
me. What the hell? Seriously, you cut the song.
All right, hello?
Oh, my God. Hi, Webin. Hey. How are you?
We were just finishing.
As much as you yell at me through text, I'm eating lunch.
Oh, okay.
Did she give you bold print?
Girl.
Oh, yeah, bold print.
All caps?
Letters.
Yeah, with five exclamations.
With my family eating.
Yeah.
We actually just said goodbye and we're playing a song. But Webin, I just wanted to tell you real quick, you know what's trending?
You know what the big popular hashtag is today?
What?
Hashtag birding while black.
I made that a thing?
They made that a thing. Yes, that is a thing.
They're saying you can still be a bird watcher and be black, apparently.
Oh, my. I knew
really?
That.
I guess somebody got offended.
Yeah, and not just watch blackbirds, by the way. You can watch. you can look at any bird.
You know what's funny? I try to do that same bit this morning because we talked about the nose. It doesn't work well with Latinos.
Really? They didn't find it funny?
Oh my God.
All I got was crickets.
Oh, my God. It's funny. It's hilarious, man.
Anyway, Webin.
Unfortunately.
Webin, so we're out of here. Webin is on Instagram. It's Webin, right?
At Webin, yeah.
And also on Twitter, at Webin1?
At Webin1, yeah.
Okay.
What was for lunch?
Yeah, what was for lunch?
Ground beef, rice and beans, and fried bananas.
Wow, that's lunch.
Fried bananas or plantains? Bananas?
Wow.
Plantains, I'm sorry.
What kind of Latino fries bananas and doesn't fry plantains?
Yeah, no, plantains.
And with soup, we eat bananas.
Plantanos.
I mean, Dominicans, I was telling Jeff the other day, Dominicanos also have spaghetti with banana, right?
Yeah, I eat spaghetti with bananas.
Really?
Yeah. Is that a tradition or how does it taste?
It's usually spaghettis, rice and beans, and bananas.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah.
All right.
Interesting.
We're out of here. We love you, Webin. Take care. Goodbye too much.
Come back on tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
I got to go birding, all right?
All right. You got it.
All right,
take care, man. Bye.
Now, Jeff, play the last part of that song, please. Come on. Please.
What the heck?
No, come on.
You know how many wires I got?
Turn off our song again. Turn off the song. We don't want to hear this.
Wicked.
I want to hear the last part of that song.
Okay, now I got to go back to it. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. I got to tell you, Juan Pablo de Pache, you made my day because you sang that song to me.
Yeah, we'll back it up a little
bit. Mrs. and I'm her man, and life is heaven, you see. 'Cause I love Kimmy. Yes, I love Kimmy and... Kimmy loves me.
Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.